What we were told, and many people didn't know whether to believe it or not, was that because Tony Blair and George Bush had gone in together, you know, in Iraq, and they'd support each other, that this was a trade-off, you know, and it was very, very unusual for anyone to build any aircraft, let alone the president's aircraft. He had a fleet, you know, and the relationship between Bush and Blair, we believe, helped get that contract. Whether it was a trade-off, whether it was just a favour, whether it was something, but it was a massive contract as well. We built the aircraft, and suddenly the administration changed. Obama came in. In their Senate, they didn't want a Western helicopter. However, we'd built them, we'd delivered them, and they'd paid for them. So, virtually, we couldn't lose. Those aircraft were then put somewhere out the way in America, and we didn't build any more that we were going to. So we lost about an opportunity to build another 9, I think it was. But 9 were delivered. And so really, I suppose we lost 50% of the contract, but we didn't it didn't kill us because we'd got the money for the ones we built. And eventually, I think Canada bought those aircraft, and they're being converted. And one day, we will get some more work from those aircraft. So in the long run, it wasn't the end of the world, but whether it was the Bush-Blair agreement, I don't know. But it certainly was another contract we would never expect to win.